Blog Talk Radio.
Tell one more person. If you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, nor searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory, to you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing, to your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are he who was and is to come. Who is he that can number your days? You plumb the sun to burn in space, and the night moon powers light from day. Oh, you alone. Your God, and oh Him, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now run to the King.
Shabbat Shalom,
Israel family and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara'al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. As always, I suggest that everyone grab your study tools, your notepads, your iPads, pens, your pencils, your highlighters, your Bibles, and all those things that you would need for a good study. For this is another simple session, simple topic, but hopefully you'll gain great insight. We'll start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come to yet another Sabbath day, another day to meet with you, another day to give praise to you through thy Son, Yahushua. Father, we thank you for protecting us throughout the course of this week. We thank you for the health and strength that you've given us. We thank you for the loving kindness that you've shown to us and our families and friends, and that you've shown to humanity in general. Father, we ask of thee to open our minds to receive the wonders of your word on this day, this Sabbath day, the day in which you say that you will meet with us. Father, we thank you for thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer, and soon come the King. For it's through his sacrifice that we have been given an opportunity to know who you are and to know the way to thy kingdom. Father, we ask for thee to open our ears, open our eyes, and open our minds to the wonders of your word. In Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage. A remembrance of creation, blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. Shabbat Shalom once again, Israel, and family and listening audience. I'm your host, Yara'al. And this week, we're going to talk about humility. And the humility that we're going to be talking about, you know, one of the things that I've learned in this walk with the Father and following the footsteps of Yahushua is that we tend to learn from our experiences. And we also learn from others' experiences because that's one of the reasons why we have the Torah. The Torah is a book of instructions on what we should be doing in regards to giving praise and honor to the Most High. But it's also showing as a book of life that many people with Yah, Yahushua, Yahweh Elohim, the different prophets, and the different trials and tribulations that they went through in their journey with the Father, in their journey with Yahushua, in their journey with Yahweh Elohim. So as I journeyed this week, the Father, you know, dropped humility on me because that was a situation and it was brought to my attention. And, you know, when it was, you know, brought to my attention, I didn't even think that the situation even dealt with me. And, you know, the Father had put it on my beautiful and lovely and wise wife. And she said, "Hey, that's you." And I was like, "Nah, not me. That's not me. That's not me." So, you know, she, you know, gave me wise counsel and advised me to, and in the process of checking it out, yep, it was me. And so the scripture has a process. When you have offended your brother, he has a process that you must follow. And being a believer, no, being true Israel, because many people call themselves believers and they believe in whatever, but we identify ourselves as the true believers, those who have the testimony of Yahushua and keep the Torah, the law, statutes, and judgments, or keep the commandments. And when you're saying or calling yourself Israel, true Israel, you have to adhere to what the word is saying, because that is our guideline. That is our teacher. So in the process of doing what the scriptures say, because my counselor took to various scriptures in the word, and what I'm supposed to do, I'm supposed to be obedient, supposed to be listening. Why? Because one of the things that we've also learned over the years in regard to Adam, see, he didn't listen. He wasn't obedient. You know? So, as a result, I'm not trying to be like Adam and not listen, even though sometimes I do not listen. And I deal with the repercussions that come from not listening. But this time I listened. And when I listened, you know, confronted the brother and chatted with the brother, and he explained to me some things. I explained to him some things. So when we get into some of these scriptures are going to be coming from, you know, the Father led me through the scriptures based on, you know, I'm going to say me. And, you know, these are the scriptures he led me through. But throughout the course of the week, oh, my goodness. You know, he was mashing me. And the only thing I could do was, like, eat him. You know, because what it was doing was making me stronger and making me reflect. Because each day that we are given an opportunity to rise up, he's given us an opportunity to reflect on our lives and our walk with him. And where we need to change as an individual and walking with him. Particular lesson, will you come up to walk with me? And the reason why, Father, at first I had labeled it come down. See, but we don't come down from nowhere. We don't come down from nowhere. We come up because we're already in slop. We're already in a pit. So it's like the Father is asking us to come up out of this pit and walk with me. See, because we have to get above our isms and schisms. We have to get above our opinion of ourselves that we have developed over the years, above our life experiences. And when we come above those things, then we can meet the Father. We can meet the Word. We can meet Yahushua. Because now we see where we need to be in order to walk with them. So we're going to start off in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. And it reads, "The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, hate pride, arrogance, the evil way in the perverse mouth." Things that, you know, me as an individual, sometimes I tend to say, oh, man, I dislike that. Ah, that's not right. Trying to stay the course of, let's say, policy and procedure. Let's say rules and regulations. Try to stay within those things. I try to uphold those things. But sometimes when you uphold these things, you know, you have situations that come about. And you have to be flexible. As I walked this way many years ago, I had another occupation. And I started off rigid, then I became a little, you know, but I realized when you're real rigid and things bump up against you, eventually you break, you know. But then I also learned over the years, if you're too flexible, too flexible, you end up breaking also. So you have to have what I'm learning, and I have to learn it again, because that's what's happening to me right now. I have to learn it again to be flexible. Flexible enough that I can bend, but then I can pop right back into that solid position, whether it's going to the left, going to the right, going to the front, going to the back. Have to be flexible, but not so flexible that I'm going to break, and not so rigid that I'm going to break, but flexible enough that I'll always maintain integrity. And that's where I'm at right now. And that's where I'm, that's where my journey is starting to be right now, because of a situation. And what I'm learning also is that the Father, he's chiseling at us because he wants us to be in a certain spot in his kingdom. One of the things we've learned over the years in regards to the Torah, that every letter in the Torah is strategically placed in the Torah. So we, as true believers, are being chiseled and strategically placed in that certain place in his kingdom. But in that process, we must humble ourselves to his word, to humble ourselves to him, just as his son humbled himself to us. And see, sometimes people don't look at Yahushua laying his life down as him humbling himself to us as humanity, because he didn't have to come down here to be an example for us. He could have just wiped humanity out and started all over again. But that's not what he wanted to do. He wanted to give that example so that we can look upon him and look at his strength to overcome. And that's one of the things that happened to me this week. I'm a security officer by trade. And being a security officer by trade, you know, at times you have to be at a door. So all week long, I was at a door. I think I was at a door like, I worked 5 days. I think I was at a door like 3 days this week. And as you know, if you're familiar with the weather was real crazy. It was warm, it was cool, it was, yeah, but it wasn't winter weather. You know, so one day I was down at this door, and I felt as though I was a little overdressed. Had to endure that, and I had to endure the people that were coming in with all kinds of issues and attitudes, and at times I fell short. I caught attitudes with them when I'm supposed to maintain a professional attitude at all times. And that's one of the things of this humility that I was learning. I have to eat that. I have to suck that up. I have to take it. I have to put aside me and humble myself and bow down to the situation, bow down to the position, and maintain and do what is right. Not based on me, not based on the institution in which I work for, but based on the Father in heaven who laid down the guidelines on what I'm supposed to do, laid down the guidelines and showed them to his son, Yahushua. So the next scripture we're going to go to is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. And it reads, "You shall remember all the way which Yahweh, your mighty one, has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, to test you, to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not." As you know, if you heard me before in regards to this term heart, It's thinking. It's your mind. You know, so he wants us to, you know our thinking. Rather, we want to keep his commandments or not. And see, when I was at that door, and that cold air was beating around my head, and I was overdressed, thinking that I was going to be dressed right, but I wasn't. And dealing with these people, I keep his laws and his statutes first and foremost in my mind. And then I also, throughout the course of the day, had opportunities, you know, to see my brothers in the Word, was able to bid them a shalom, you know, and to, you know, really understand, you know, I bobbled a couple times. I bobbled. However, you know, understanding that when you're trying to do what's right, you have little hiccups. But the whole goal is to know that you're doing what's right. You're doing what is pleasing for a representative of the Most High. See, because when we see people, sometimes these people that we see represent different things or different characters that are in us. And when we don't like these things, that's the Most High letting us know. See that right there that you don't like? Yeah, that's something that you did. Yeah, that's something that you did. Reflect. Check yourself. Make sure that you're not doing that. Next scripture we're going to go to is 1 Samuel chapter. Do not keep talking so exceedingly proudly. Do not let arrogance come out of your mouth. For Yahweh is a mighty one of knowledge. By him, actions are weighed. See, when we get caught up in our own thinking and our own ways, see, the Father is weighing in the balance. And if you're one of his, what he's going to do? He's going to balance that out. He's going to send you through a trial, send you a wave, send you a wind. He's going to send something your way to bring something to your attention so that you can correct that. We've learned that in regards to the Word. It's for correction, reproof, some other things. I'm paraphrasing a particular scripture. But that's what the Word is for, and that's right with him. And if we call ourselves Israel, then we know this is what we must do. Our guidelines are not what we think. Our guidelines is not our opinion. Our guidelines is not what somebody else thinks. Our guidelines is what we know is truth, and that is Yah. That is Yahushua. That is Yahweh Elohim. And all those things are written in Torah and by the teachers of old so that we can see them today. From here, we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 16. Verse 2, and it reads, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs the motives. See, when I was listening to that brother talk, I didn't think it was me. Why? Because in my eyes, hey, that ain't me. That ain't me. That ain't me. That ain't me. The Father weighed it in the balance and told my wife, said, hey, you are the man that's being talked about. And in my mind, no, that ain't me, that ain't me, that ain't me. That ain't me. But come to find out, it was me. I'm going to stop for a minute. I'm going to go to, I missed it. You know, I got caught up in talking. But look the word humble up. So I looked the word humble up in the etymology dictionary, and it means to submissive, respectfully, lowly in manner, modest, not self-asserting, obedient version of the term humble. So as we know, an adjective describes a noun. So the noun is me. So I have to be respectful. I have to lowly in my manners and my demeanor. I have to be modest, not self-asserting. You know, another term for self-asserting could be arrogance. You know, because at times I do show a little arrogance. I do. Some people, other people may also. But as we learn, you know, as we've been talking, Father gave me this lesson for me to learn something and to also share it with you. So the term humble also can be a verb, and it means render oneself humble, to bend, kneel, or bow, lower in dignity. Now, this is showing that you have to do something, action. So then, going back to that scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, I'll read it again. You shall remember all the ways which Yahweh, your mighty one, has led these 40 years in the wilderness, that you might humble, that he might humble you, to test you, to know what is in your mind, whether you will keep his commandments or not. And that is 6031 in your Hebrew section of your concordance. And the word is anaf, and it means to bow down or to afflict a base self. So it comes from a primary root properly, rather identified with anah through the idea of looking down or browbeat, to depress literally or figuratively, transitively or intertransitively, in various applications as follows. Abase, self, afflict, chasten self, deal hardly with, defile, exercise, gentleness, humble. So in this definition, one of the words I looked up was abase self, because I wasn't really familiar with the word abase. And I looked the word up, abase, in the etymology dictionary, and it's a verb, and it's, it says reduce in rank, diminish, make lower in value or status, lower oneself, literally bend, lean down. So as a, what's a, as a, you know, what is this telling me? Come off my little high horse. Come off, come on down off of that high horse that you think you're riding on. You know, come on down where people are. You know, but as the title is, come up and walk with me. And that me is the Father. That me is Yahushua. That me is Yahweh Elohim. So he wanted me to come up, because he already know where he is, and I ain't nowhere. I am nowhere where he is. He even told me that. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways are your ways. You know, some other things in that particular scripture, but that those things tend to stick out, letting me know that my thinking is nowhere near his thinking. And if I think I'm great, then he already told me that I ain't great. Because he told me that my thinking is constantly evil and wicked. The thing that I say that I hate, I am. And the only way that I can truly be an evil is I lower myself or come up the way I need to be in Yahushua. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2. That's another scripture that just to support that every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs his thoughts, weighs his heart. He weighs it. He weighs it. Come on down. Humble ourselves. You know? Humble ourselves. The more we humble ourselves, the more we become closer to him. Because the more our eyes will be able to be opened, our ears will be able to hear. Because we are reflecting and getting rid of the things that are not of him. We're getting rid of those things that are of our Father. From here, we're going to go to Luke chapter 16, verse 15. And it reads, he said to them, you are those who justify yourselves in the sight of men, but Abba knows your heart, for that which is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of Abba. And this is Yahushua talking. You know, so if I'm, you know, am I exalting myself? I'm exalting different things. It's an abomination to the Father. Because that's not what he wants from humanity. John chapter 1, verse 14. And it reads, the word came flesh and lived amongst us, and lived among us. We saw his glory, such glory as of the only born Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. See, I was talking about this earlier. See, this is the scripture that supports that the word became flesh and dwelt with us. Next scripture. And it reads, 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debaters of this age? Has not Yahushua made foolish the wisdom of this world? For seeing that in the wisdom of Yahushua, the world, through its wisdom, did not know Yahushua. It was Yahushua's good pleasures through the foolishness of teaching to save those who believe. See, when we look at that scripture, Yahushua came down and he preached to people, brought a knowledge of his world, of his kingdom. And he brought it to them in a manner in which they could understand. But because of the infinite wisdom of arrogant and selfish men, they couldn't see it. They could not see his wisdom. But it's those who truly believe in him who sees his wisdom and overcomes this world system. Because it's through his word that we gain understanding of how to overcome this world system, how to overcome our sinful nature, how to overcome those things that are abomination to the Father. Because he left an example for us to study, for us to hear, for us to believe in. Luke chapter 18, 9 to 14. And this is a parable that he wrote. This is a parable that Yahushua gave. And it reads, "He also spoke this parable to certain people who were convinced of their own righteousness and who despised all others. Two men went into a temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed by himself like this: Master, I thank you that I am not like the rest of men, extortionists, unrighteous, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far away, wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven. Be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you this, this man went down to his house rather than the other. But everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted." That's the last scripture for the day. And then I just got a little, you know, synopsis. This is one of the things that the, you know, throughout the course of the week, and Father allowed me to pin this or type this. And it reads, "Each day Abba allows us to rise up is another opportunity to reflect and correct what is being shown to you by others' behaviors. When you see the flaws of another, of another, it may be a reflection of something you do not see in yourself. We have learned that each letter of the Torah is strategically placed. So we will be placed in the kingdom of Abba. Abba is the master craftsman. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah." Merciful Father, as we come before thee, we thank you for all you've done for us and all you will do for us. Father, as you mold and guide us, chisel away and rebuild us, we thank you for what you do with us, make us more like your Son. Father, we ask of thee to continue to allow us to have a heart or a mind that is moldable. We ask of thee to continue to change that stony heart for a heart of flesh, so we can receive the wonders of your word, which is given to us by Yahushua through the Holy Spirit, giving us understanding of all things that have been written in the past, in the present, and in the future. Father, we ask of thee to continue to lead and guide us through your righteousness, which is thy laws, which is thy word, which is thy truth, so that we can be good ambassadors of your word to those in whom we come in contact with, being a good example, just as Yahushua was that great example for us. We ask of thee to continue to lift us up, strengthen us, help our unbelief, heal our broken hearts, heal our broken bodies, heal our broken spirit, so that we can be strong in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahushua, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Yisrael with peace. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. May you all have a peaceful and restful slumber. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
According to your loving kindness, according unto the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you might be justified when you speak and be clear Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts you shall make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O Elohim, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O Elohim, the Elohim of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Yah, open up my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you desire not sacrifice, else I would give it. You delight not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of Elohim are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O Elohim, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure unto Zion. Build you the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall you be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar.
only one way. He'll find something else to use. I'm aware. Yes, I'm aware that my soul has an enemy. But if I submit, if I submit to God and resist Satan, he must leave. And so I cannot forget, victory's always after me. Can fight. Oh, when your marriage needs saving,
keep on praying.
Everybody going crazy,
keep on praying.
Oh, don't give up when the going gets tough. Keep on fighting,
keep on fighting.
Keep on fighting. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit.
Yourself up, take a deep breath, dust yourself off, start all over again. Nothing's impossible, I have found, for when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So pick yourself up, take a deep breath, dust yourself off, start all over again. Like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start